can't pull the wool over our eyes. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Thank you so much to those of you who are helping us get through the current financial difficulty. Five orders came in today from all over the country, from around the country, including a $5 donation that I want to thank the person who gave $5 very much. Thank you for all who've given a lot and whatever you can afford to keep Bob Benyart live on the air. Real quick, before we get to our important business, You Will Never Get Us Back in Prison, EWE. This report from The Sun out of England, actually it has to do with an Argentina story. Two prisoners have escaped. Two escaped convicts have dressed in full sheepskin fleeces, including the sheep's head, and they're hiding in a flock of thousands of sheep. Now, this is in Argentina. Don't bother for me, Argentina. And Argentina is what, about the same latitude as New Zealand? And in New Zealand, they have more sheep than people. So I imagine sheep flourish in Argentina. And they've had 300 policemen on their trail, and they've not been able to find these two guys, 25 and 28-year-old criminals, because they're mixed in with all the sheep. And the police have said that it is almost impossible to spot a criminal in a sheepskin among the flock. But one officer warned, they're not going to pull the wool over our eyes forever. So searching for the missing sheep down in Argentina, let's wish law enforcement well. They get these criminals locked up. Now, in Colorado, this Friday, I've asked my wife, Cheryl, to listen to this program, because this Friday at the Capitol, there's going to be an exciting event. And wherever you live in the country, hopefully you're aware that the public schools are officially godless. We need to encourage families to take their kids out of the public schools and to give them a Christian education. And the best is homeschooling. Well, this Friday, April 16th, 2010, is Homeschool Day at the Capitol here in Denver. And I want to welcome to Bob Benyart Live George Sechrist, Vice President of Christian Home Educators of Colorado. George Sechrist, welcome to Bob Benyart Live.
Hi, Bob. Thanks a lot. We sure appreciate everything you do on your radio show and all your activities. Great to be allied with you.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you, George. We have been supporting homeschooling for 19 years this month that we've been on the air. And you guys at CHECK is one of the strongest homeschooling groups in the country. And so I'm honored that you're joining us. And could you tell us about the homeschool day at the Capitol? But then I'd like to broaden the discussion to homeschooling generally. Why is it as popular as it is in America today? And why is it important?
Thank you. Yes. Well, one of our biggest days of the year is this coming Friday, as you just mentioned. Friday the 16th, we have our homeschool day at the Capitol. The culmination of the day is our noon rally on the west steps of the Colorado State Capitol. And we will this year have former Senator, United States Senator Bill Armstrong addressing us, a very strong proponent of homeschooling, whose grandchildren homeschool, and a godly man who stood for the Lord in Congress. But more than just the rally, we also, our goal is to help families understand their biblical role in being involved in praying for our leaders and understanding how the system works. So we have workshops. Well, let's back up a little earlier. At a quarter till 9 a.m., we have homeschoolers in the galleries of both the House and the Senate of the state capitol. So if you go inside, you can find your way to the galleries. If you get there before the adjournment of those sessions, we often have introductions of some homeschoolers during this time, so that's always exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a homeschool quartet playing in the rotunda during that time, and there are homeschool displays on display there, families.
And this is all at the Capitol, so I've asked my wife Cheryl to tune in because of our seven boys. We're still homeschooling the three youngest, who are 8, 10, and 12.
All right.
And we would like to be there, George. So this is going to be a neat event that you're describing. I could just imagine a homeschool quartet at the rotunda at the Capitol.
It's beautiful.
It's a gorgeous building, and what an opportunity to be a Christian testimony, not only to our politicians, but also to the tourists who go to the Capitol each day.
Amen. Absolutely. The rotunda has beautiful acoustics, and to hear beautiful music being played there by a homeschool family. In fact, last year, one of the representatives came up to this family and said, what group are you guys with? Who sponsored this? Who are you with? And the young man said, well, these are my brothers. These are my sisters. And the guy goes, you're just one family? This is just a family? You know, and not only that, but they have younger family members in training to take the place of the older ones as they get married and move on and so
right,
on. So
right.
It's an exciting thing. But so there will be introductions in the galleries of the House and Senate. We hope in the past we've had introductions,
mm-hmm.
But at least homeschoolers can come as a family and watch what goes on there. And then at the Pillar of Fire Church, just a half block south of the Capitol on Sherman Street, we have workshops starting at 10 a.m.
And Pillar of Fire, let me give a plug for that church. They are so supportive of Christians who are trying to influence our culture for Christ. They are key in the effort to get the personhood movement moving nationwide. And here in Colorado, many of the personhood events are held at the Pillar of Fire Church. Just as you said, George, a half a block south of the Capitol on Sherman Street. So the doors open there at 9 o'clock, and there are workshops that are going to be at the Pillar of Fire. Is that right?
That's correct. Now, these are free. This is all of it, and we're thankful also to Pillar of Fire. They are so gracious to us to allow us to use their building. We have workshops for the young 7 to 12-year-olds upstairs with some skits and education to help young people understand the different spheres of influence, spheres of government. And maybe we'll talk about that a little later. But downstairs, we have a more advanced training for young people on vision and how to be involved and so on. Mm-hmm. And then there might be a few lunches available. Those are mostly pre-ordered. And there's a little cost to that. But everything else at Day of the Capitol is free. And then we have the rally that goes from 12:15 to 1:15. We keep it brief. And that would include Senator Armstrong. But we've been seeing 15 to 20 state representatives and senators come out to greet the homeschoolers.
Yeah.
And so we're not there protesting anything. We're not there raising a ruckus. We're there to acknowledge the presence of God, to acknowledge that He is king over what goes on in the state capitol, that He is the ultimate lawmaker and giver of all gifts. We want to thank Him because we have the freedom, the liberty to homeschool in Colorado. We want to be a testimony to the representatives that we are thankful for this and that we are doing a good job, and they can come and meet the homeschoolers. We encourage homeschool families to go meet their representatives and get involved in that way.
George Sechrist, the vice president of CHEC, Christian Home Educators of Colorado, at a county assembly meeting Saturday morning, I heard you say something that I really got a kick out of, George.
Oh, yeah?
You said, we're going to tell the government what we want from them. What we want from them is nothing.
Amen. That's right. We demand nothing. We ask for nothing except to be left alone. That's scriptural. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 to 3, if I might.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have a Bible open right here.
Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence.
Mm.
For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
Mm.
That's what we're trying to do. We are just trying to pray for our leaders and be a witness, make prayers and intercessions to all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life and homeschool our own children in our own homes in the fear of the Lord. Sums it up.
George, could we do this? Could we talk a little bit about homeschooling now in Colorado and around the country? We've done shows, although not recently, about the persecution of homeschoolers in Germany, where Christians are having their children taken away. They've been thrown in jail because they've simply wanted to give their children a Christian education. And the government schools in Germany, which are mandatory to Germans, if you're an American living there, you can have your child go to an American school. But if you're a German, the law says that you are forced to put your child in a government education, which is not only godless, but, for example, their sex ed teaching is so explicit and filthy with the presentation of literal pornographic videos to kids in their classrooms. And so when Germans become Christian, they realize how destructive this is, and they attempt to protect their children and give them a Christian education, and that has been a source of persecution for Christians. And so hopefully Germany will see the freedom that we have in America to homeschool our children.
Amen. Yes. In fact, Reformation Church wrote letters to some of those families in Germany, and we got letters back from them just thanking us for the letters. They're praying for us to continue strong. They're strong in their faith. They're willing to go to jail over this.
Now, Reformation Church, that's pastored by Kevin Swanson.
That's right. That's right.
And what city is Reformation Church in?
Well, we meet, ironically, at Douglas County High School.
Yeah, that's right. At a public school.
In Castle Rock.
Yeah, so you rent the facility in Castle Rock.
We rent a government school building, in Castle Rock. And then we preach against what goes on there during the week.
Yeah, good for you guys.
So I don't know how long they'll let us stay there if they watch the tapes or whatever. But we take care of their building. We pay our rent. We clean it up.
Yeah.
And we don't leave anything. We're not allowed to even store our hymnals in the back room. So we have to haul it away in a trailer.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, there were many homeschoolers in America in the 70s, 60s and 70s, that also went to jail and were strongly persecuted. And it's through those sacrifices that they went through, you know, that we have the freedom now to homeschool. But we can't just keep that home freedom. You have to keep working at it. Freedom doesn't just stay.
Eternal vigilance is required to keep our freedom. And George Sechrist, when I was a young dad, and I thought, well, my children will be going to the local public school, so I should get involved. This was before they were of school age. I was foolish, didn't realize how destructive a godless education system would be. And so I got involved. I was the vice chair of a district accountability committee. These committees were mandated by state law. And I saw the immorality that was promoted to our children through the district administrators. And in fact, at Adams City High School in Commerce City, where I lived at the time, they had a policy to give condoms to the kids, the boys and girls in the local high school. And the parents came out in droves to say, please don't do this. And the parents were mocked, set aside, ignored. And of course, the administrators did this. And I resigned at that time, saying that the pregnancy rate would increase. It wouldn't decrease. And the Rocky Mountain News published a headline that was repeated around the country. 108 babies were born, 108 babies in one school year to the girls at Adams City High School. And there was an explosion in the rate. It went up 42% in 1 year, the pregnancy rate. And this is with the condoms. And the Rocky Mountain News actually republished my resignation letter after that headline was published. And so here are Christians, and I realized this school district, they don't care about right and wrong. They don't care about morality. They'd rather promote sexual immorality than have a simple concern for our children. And I made a commitment to keep my children out of the public schools. And I'm thankful, at least for my family, I learned then how dangerous these schools would be.
You know, there's even a danger that's more subtle than that outright sex ed and so on. Simply trying to, someone says that some class is neutral. Well, God is the creator of everything. He made everything. In Colossians 1, it talks about he holds everything together. And to take God out of his creation and act like he doesn't exist is an incredible insult to God. And then to replace God, we put man's mind, man's reason, government, civil government in place of God, and basically a humanist worldview. So just from that perspective alone, Proverbs 1:7 says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you take the fear of the Lord out of education, you don't have any education.
You don't have wisdom.
You don't have wisdom.
Yeah, and it turns out that homeschoolers in standardized tests on some kind of an academic scale do so much better than kids who go to public school, government schools, even though the moms who are teaching these homeschool kids, oftentimes they don't have degrees in education.
That's right. It's more about relationship. Character is more important than all the academic. The academics will come if the character is there. And by the way, I misquoted that Proverbs 1:7. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Mm. Thank you for correcting that, George. So absolutely, the academics are secondary to a child having a foundation in the Lord. Academics are very much secondary. It's a relationship of mom and dad to their own children, the siblings to one another, siblings learning how to grow up, respecting parents and one another. And it's such a complete different environment than what they get. The socialization of the public schools is exactly what you want to protect your children from.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we don't want our kids to go to the public school because of socialization. Our kids have so many friends, George.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, so many friends, so many activities in sports and chess tournaments and their work with pro-life organizations and promoting personhood. I mean, our kids are as busy as kids could possibly be, and they are having their lives built on a Christian foundation through a godly homeschool curriculum, and they are an example to the public school kids that they interact with.
That's right. My kids have never been to a public school. One time I was asked, or actually several times I was asked to give a talk to a business class. I have an insurance agency. So I took my sons with me, and they were just appalled at what they saw. Mm. What they saw in the hallways embarrassed them, just walking down the hall to the classroom. And then in the classroom, you know, I only had the attention of maybe a third of the class. Another third of the class had their heads down. They were asleep. Others were just doing whatever they felt like. They wouldn't look up. My sons had never even seen anything like that before.
Yeah, disrespect is, of course, rampant. The disrespect of young ladies by the students and even by the staff. Sexual jokes, sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. It's just startling. At the time, I attended a church that was very much pro-government schools, even though it was a Christian church.
Mm.
And they supported the godless schools, which is a complete disconnect.
Yeah, I never can understand that. I just can't understand that.
Yeah, could you imagine in the Bible if the Israelites said, we're going to send our children to the Philistine schools?
God talked against that over and over throughout Scripture.
Yeah, and you know? I mean, to be that blatant and to take your children who should be raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, put them on a Philistine chariot and send them to a godless school to corrupt their minds 30 hours a week for 12, 13 years. It's just unthinkable that you would be that cruel to your children.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you could just imagine how angry God would become toward an Israelite family who would do that. But the pastor's wife at the church I went to, she saw the news that Adams City High School had 108 babies born in 1 year. And she went to the school, and after she visited the school, she came to tell me that what she saw in the school horrified her. It practically looked like kids in the hallways were practically having sex in the hallways.
Wow.
Practically. Not actually, but practically.
Wow.
She said they behaved like animals, and this is my pastor's wife, who's very much pro government schools, and
wow.
The shocking thing, George, is even after that, she could not admit that it's wrong to have a godless education system. Even when Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruit, she saw the fruit with her own eyes, but still has a commitment to the godless schools.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Hey, maybe I should mention some opportunities for people that may not know. Maybe they're new in Colorado or they're just looking at getting out of the government schools or whatever. There's a big conference. This year it's June 17 to 19th, mm-hmm. right at the Merchandise Mart. They're off I-25, and it's very encouraging. And the early registration deadline is actually the 15th, but they extended it to Friday the 16th. So you can come to the homeschool day at the Capitol and still get the early registration deadline. And for more information, you can go to check.org.
All right, check.org. And so there are two things we're talking about, Friday's day at the Capitol, homeschool day at the Capitol, and then the big annual homeschool convention, June 17th through 19th. And you're saying that early registration for that big convention, could people do it at the Capitol? Could they register?
Yes, yes. The deadline had been the 15th, but they extended it to Friday the 16th.
Super.
You save 10%. Come register at the Capitol. They'll have everything there. So, yeah, you can do that. And then in addition to that, if they go to that check.org website, chec.org, there's an introductory workshops every month somewhere in the state. Mm. So if someone's not familiar with this, they can go to that. It's an all-day session. You get a lot of materials, and you can get the biblical vision for homeschooling.
Well, so, let me ask you this, George. Could you give us some ideas, just rules of thumb, about how homeschool kids do academically and on standardized tests compared to public school students? Now, I've looked into that, and I've seen rather large surveys and reports, but my information is a few years old now.
Well, we have some brochures. In fact, one gentleman has purchased enough of these brochures to give to every member of the legislature, and we'll have some there at the Capitol. It's put out by the National Home Education Research Institute.
Mm-hmm.
That's NHERI. So if you Google that, you can tap into a lot of information there. I don't know all the numbers, but it's definitely much higher.
Well, let me share what I have found the last time I looked at the research, was that homeschoolers, it turned out that on standardized tests, nationally standardized tests, on average, they were not scoring 3% better than the public schools. They weren't scoring 13% better. They were scoring 30% better.
Wow.
30 percentile better on standardized tests. That, of course, is extraordinary. Now, the public schools, the average is, you know, the average would be at a 50 percentile on average.
Mm-hmm.
And so homeschool kids are doing so much better. And, George, often you have homeschoolers, when you find them in the worst neighborhoods, let's say inner cities where crime is high, and still those kids do so much better than even, for example, suburban high schools of the public schools.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all about relationship. It's about, you know, fearing the Lord, having that relationship with someone who loves you. You have the lowest teacher-student ratio of anything. You know, all the educators, the government educators are always talking about, oh, we got to lower our ratio and everything. Well, homeschooling lowers it down to parent and child. And a lot of times academic problems are really related to character issues. You know, math, sometimes someone's not going to use math in their future careers, but it's a great character education in diligence, in working through obstacles, you know, in seeing the wonderment of God's creation. I didn't know that when I went to government school. Math didn't make sense to me, but I've heard Christians talk about math, and it's just so wondrous how everything works out so beautifully the way God has.
Yeah, God is the great mathematician. He's the first engineer, the designer of the universe.
You can't take God out of any area, including mathematics.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's such a joy to learn about him through his creation and as you learn about the world around you. And the moms who end up doing a lot of the teaching, George, these moms are among the sharpest people in the country. You get a Jeopardy, you know, it's cliche that the homeschool kids, they win the spelling bees.
That's right.
And they win the geography bees.
Yep.
And they win the Jeopardy games. Well, I tell you what, you want to get homeschool moms against college professors on Jeopardy, and the homeschool moms will whoop up on the college professors. They're just so well educated and so rounded in their knowledge of the world and history and grammar and math and science. It's just so exciting what's happening in the Christian community, thanks to CHEC in Colorado, Christian Home Educators of Colorado, and the Christian home schoolers around the country.
Amen. Amen. It's exciting to be part of and to watch it.
We're out of time, George Sechrist. So, Vice President of CHEC, it's an honor to have you on, George. And just real quick, in 30 seconds, could you review what's coming up for the audience?
Yes, 30 seconds. Friday, April 16th, at the Colorado State Capitol, on the West Steps, we have our main rally at noon with U.S. Senator Bill Armstrong speaking. And just an exciting time. Lots of speeches will be given and so on. But we have a whole day starting at 9 a.m. So show up at the Pillar of Fire Church just south of the state capitol on Sherman Street at 9 a.m. to register. It's a free event. Meet lots of homeschoolers. Be part of this. And
lunch boxes are available for $6. And so you could come at noon, West Steps of the Capitol, or earlier at 9 o'clock at Pillar of Fire Church, half a block from the Capitol, and then the big homeschool convention coming up June 17th to 19th. Please register for that. And God bless you, George Sechrist.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's been a joy. It was nice running into you Saturday. And keep up all the good work, and we'll see you Friday.
All right. Can't wait. That's George Sechrist, Vice President of CHEC, their website, CHEC.org. And please help us out, Bob and Yart Live.